Phoenix Wright and the Horrible Day in Court. Phoenix Wright meets his worst challenge yet, his mysterious and beautiful arch-rival persecutor, Neko Jessica, all through self-insertion, with a twist. September 28th, 8:58 a.m., Maya stepped into the defense lobby and had looked at Phoenix, and said, "Phoenix, you have 2 more minutes before the trial starts. How is your defense looking?" And Phoenix said,
well.
And Maya then put her fists down and puffed up her cheek and said, "Phoenix, if you don't defend me properly in today's trial, I will be mad." Phoenix remembered what happened. Maya was alone in a room and a man died in there. It couldn't have been Maya. It must have been someone else. Maya then said, "It looks like persecutor Neko Jessica, ... is going to be persecuting on this case." Phoenix said, "Oh no, not the legendary persecutor Neko Jessica. I heard she was Franziska von Karma's persecuting partner in Germany, and the two were a tag team of pure evil." Maya nodded and cried, "Phoenix, if you don't get me off and I get executed, I'm going to have pearls on my angry spirit so I can kill you." Phoenix was not used to hearing harsh words from Maya, but he felt bad, so it just took it. Then the bailiff said, "Everyone in the courtroom," and they all went in the courtroom. September 28th, 9 a.m. Phoenix stood at his desk, and Maya stood at his side at his desk. The judge banged his gavel a lot, and then everyone was really quiet, and the judge said, "Court is now in session, but where is our persecutor?" And everyone looked around, and there was no persecutor. And then all of a sudden, the persecutor's desk exploded, and Neko Jessica appeared at the desk. "Mwahahaha!" she cackled. She was beautiful, in a silky red gown, and sexy, and also deadly, and had a Russian accent. "I hope you are praying to not win this case, Mr. Phoenix Wrong." And Phoenix said, "Right." And then she laughed because she thought he said, "Right." The judge banged his gavel and said, "Okay, let's start this trial. Persecutor, will you please tell us what happened?" And Neko Jessica said, "That girl murdered Mr. Jenkins in a closed room. They were the only ones in the room, so it had to have been her." Phoenix sweated. Neko Jessica did a really cool animation and pointed at Maya and said, "You have no defense, you pathetic lawyer." And Phoenix said, "Objection!" And everyone clapped. And Phoenix said, "I have a defense." And she said, "Oh." And the judge looked. The judge asked for Phoenix's side of the story, and Phoenix said, "Well, Maya was the only other person in the room, but this cannot be proven. Anyone could have been in that room." And then Neko Jessica said, "Objection!" in her Russian accent, and she said, "You can't prove that." And then he said, "Yes, I can, because you, Neko Jessica, were in the room." And then everyone in the courtroom talked, and Neko Jessica did a cornered animation where she screamed. The judge banged his gavel a million times and said, "Order, order, order." And Maya said, "Wow, thanks, Phoenix. This is totally going to win us the case." And Phoenix felt good. When everyone was quiet, Neko Jessica said, "What motive would I have for killing Mr. Jenkins, and why would I frame Maya?" And Phoenix said, "It's because he was your ex-lover. You loved him until he broke up with you, and you were so mad that you killed him. And then you framed Maya because she was in the room." Neko Jessica screamed really dramatically and exploded, and everyone talked again, and the judge banged his gavel a lot. Then she admitted to doing it. "It was me. I killed him. I am evil." And Maya said, "Yay, thanks," and confetti came from the ceiling, and the judge said, "Not guilty." September 28th, 9:02 a.m., everyone stood outside of the lobby, and Maya said, "Thanks, Phoenix, you saved my life." And Phoenix said, "You're welcome." And Maya said, "Hey, let's go out for burgers. You're paying the bill." And Phoenix said, "Objection!" The end.